Weekly, we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning, we welcome Willie Patterson III, Director of Community Engagement with Link Up. Good morning to you, Willie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Joining in the discussion, of course, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. It is a weekly segment, part of the grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So glad that we get to speak with Willie and Link and more. Steve, I throw it to you.
Thanks, Shelley. A very good morning to you, host of the morning show, Shelley Irwin, to our morning show listeners. Without your support and listening in, we couldn't do it without you. And a very special hello to Willie Patterson III, Director of Community Engagement with Link Up. By the way, Link Up is such a valued partner to so many organizations in our community for their activist work and strengthening neighborhoods and lives. We're really pleased that Willie could join us. Shelley, you talked about a Kellogg grant, and we're delighted and privileged to be administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Of course, their funding is essential, but just as importantly, their strategic vision worldwide, strengthening lives and creating equity for all residents. And Grand Rapids is over 35% families of color, and there are some inequities in our community. We are approaching this project in two ways. We've hired an inclusion reporter. In fact, our new inclusion reporter, Kylie Ambu, will join WGVU Monday, and she'll be focusing on inequities and disparities in our community across the board. The second way we're approaching this project is that we are working with leaders of color under the Shaping Narratives umbrella, and they have received training and now are producing content with and for their communities that we're taking back into the community for change-based conversation. And again, we partner with Link on an ongoing basis, so it's a privilege to have Willie here.
Willie, I do then formally ask you to provide a summary of the mission and main services Link provides.
Link understands that neighborhoods matter. So, you know, like our name implies, we connect residents around who you know and what you know by creating pathways for residents to participate in advocacy work, building connections across spheres of influence, just expanding networks and offering information so that communities can make informed decisions on issues that affect them. Where you live is our affordable housing piece. We wanted to make sure that there is an affordable housing base in Grand Rapids, preferably 49507, by increasing the rental portfolio and expanding home ownership. We'll be launching a construction company in 2021. And then what you make is our efforts to reduce the racial wealth gap in our communities by bringing in partners, working on policies, and increasing wages in our community. Mm-hmm.
Willie, 49507. Now, you Link Up serves a very diverse population, primarily communities of color. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so, with the current climate, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just had a quick question. With the current climate, and I'm talking about the COVID pandemic, the tragic COVID pandemic, and the racial unrest we've seen over the last few months. Both of these tragedies have clearly shown that there are disparities across the board in communities of color. And so how is Link approaching this? Are you changing the way you're working during the COVID pandemic and responding to the racial unrest? Or what are you doing in answer to that?
Our approach has only changed because of the pandemic. You know, I mean, with everybody, we've had to regroup and become really good at convening the community without actually being physically in the room. We are connectors of the community, and we can connect communities by bringing community together, holding meetings, and that's not able to happen anymore. So right now we've just kind of changed our method of connecting with community and making sure our social media platforms are constantly updated. We are, you know, again, Zoom calls, phone calls constantly to make sure that we're connecting with the community, still bringing the community together, but we just have to be more creative and, you know, adjust to the modems that our community has. So if it's phone calls, we'll do a, you know, a phone conference. If it's, you know, virtually, we'll do Zoom calls. And in regards to the racial unrest, we continue to partner with organizations and offer our services where we don't necessarily, that may not be our necessary area. But we also make sure that our community is a part of everything that's happening. So making sure our community has the information to make those informed decisions in the community going forward has been paramount. So, you know, even the pandemic has changed a lot of things, but the work has not stopped. So we continue to work hard towards, you know, our racial equity and outcomes and policies, et cetera.
The W.K. Kellogg Foundation and Alterum Institute put out a white paper, if you will, called The Business Case for Racial Equity in Michigan, and it's a fact-based study that tragically and unfortunately talks about the fact that the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poor health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and greater involvement with the criminal justice system than the average white child. And of course, this is unacceptable in a community like ours. And it seems to me that LinkUp is addressing all of these issues. I know, Shaquille Anthony, with your employment piece, and you've talked about housing. So it looks like LinkUp just takes a very comprehensive approach to really help level the playing field and make sure all of our residents can thrive in our community.
Yeah, and as I talked about earlier, when we talk about the who you know, what you know, where you live, and what you make are key factors in thriving neighborhoods. If you have expanded networks, you have more opportunities. If you have good information, you make better decisions and better choices. If you have stable housing, that all makes a difference with schooling. In every aspect of life, we know that neighborhoods do matter, and they do have implications on outcomes for residents. And then what you make piece is, again, the financial outcomes, the workforce development piece, which all goes into this collective piece of making sure that communities are thriving in our area.
Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals, organizations, of course, advancing equity in our community. Our special guest today, Willie Patterson, the third director of community engagement with LinkUp, and of course, WGVU Grants Manager as well. Willie, may I ask you to speak about any new initiatives or areas Link will focus on going forward?
Going forward, you know, we talk a lot about our housing shortage. We will increase our housing stock and output, affordable housing in our communities. We just launched in October, right in the middle of this pandemic, our 26-unit apartment, Garfield West Apartments, which is 26 units. Just a bit of context of the demand. We did a lottery system for those units, and we opened that lottery system up for 48 hours, and we had over 1,500 applications in 48 hours. Wow. So that kind of goes to show you how great the need is in our community for affordable housing. And, you know, since the pandemic, we have not physically been in the office very much, but we have opened up our space. We have a meeting space that we have turned over to the health department to do walk-up COVID testing, which is not really happening in our communities at all anymore. So we still have one of the only locations that you walk up and be tested for COVID. We've tested thousands of residents over the last, 6 months, and we don't plan on stopping that service and making sure that we are providing the necessary resources in our community for our residents. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we are doing food distribution 4 days a week, partnering with the YMCA and Kids Food Basket to distribute food to families 4 days a week. We have somehow pulled together a turkey giveaway during Thanksgiving. As you all know, we've dealt with these shortages in food and product, and we were able to pull some of these resources together and feed over 500 families with a Thanksgiving dinner. We have an essential needs giveaway coming up this weekend where we'll be giving out, necessities, paper products, cleaning products to families that may be in need. Up to 250 families will be served.
Wonderful.
From doing that.
Yes.
And we've also been able to offer rental assistance for people struggling during the pandemic. So that had been a really helping hand for residents that, may have lost their jobs, that experienced some difficulty. So we were able to offer as much as $50,000 in rental assistance to residents that may have fallen behind in their rent during the pandemic. And then just, still trying to figure out how do we offer jobs to residents by offering job fairs that that offer the option of interviews either virtually or over the phone to give residents, in this time of need,
yes,
still employment. So it's been tough, but we've managed to stay really busy in making sure that our residents can take advantage of the resources and opportunities,
yes,
regardless of the situation.
Willie, we're close on time. What is our best way to get in touch with you for the community to help?
You can give us a call at our office at 616-451-9140 or check us out on our Facebook page at LinkUp, LINCUP, or visit our website at www.linkrev.org. That's LINCREV.org.
Willie Patterson, Director of Community Engagement with LinkUp. Thank you very much for your time. Steve Chample, I leave you 20 seconds.
Well, we need to help one another on a daily basis, and that's so true during this pandemic. LinkUp plays a pivotal and critical role in this community. We thank Willie Patterson III, Director of Community Engagement, for all that you and LinkUp does. If you've missed any part of this interview, please go to the WGVU radio page under Mutually Inclusive a little later this afternoon, and you can hear it in its entirety.